I'm doing about four things at once here, so let me try to get focused. Kind of a busy day today. All right. So, with that having been said, we'll go to the check-in process. Since we have the ability to bring up pretty much any subject we want, we then have the, if you will, responsibility to do it in an orderly way. We would like stations, whether or not they have questions, to check into the net. If you have a comment, you can check into the net. If you have neither, you can check into the net. In fact, we encourage you to, because it helps us identify our audience and to focus on your interests, your abilities, and your entertainment, frankly. So we hope that you'll check in whether or not you have a question or a comment. We do it in an orderly manner. We ask you to call in with your call sign, your name, and indicate whether or not you have a question or comment or none of the above. So with that, let's start with the, the Kilo stations. Any Kilo, go for it. This is KTBAR.
KF2ID, Ben, no questions or comments at the moment.
Good evening, Ben. Very good. Anybody else with a Kilo call? Again, the Kilo?
KC2BYB, Richard, one question.
That's Richard, who else?
Tony, K2AMI. And no questions, but I could maybe add some information later about various things.
Absolutely. Got you, Tony, with the information. Any other kilos?
One question, Gordon?
That's your answer to the question. Any other kilos?
K2BAR, this is KC2SQP. Stuart, how you doing?
Okay, Stuart, very fine. By any chance, do you have a question or a comment for the net?
I have one question.
All right, got you back. You got a question. Any other stations with a Kilo call? Let's go to Alpha Calls. Any station with an Alpha Call, please call K2BAR with your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or comment, or none of the above. Or both, for that matter. Alrighty. Let's go to Whiskey Station. It's been a while since they went up top of the list. We'll get them closer to the top.
W2JEK, no comments, no questions.
Good evening, Donald. We should call you the Donald, but you're more handsome. You don't have a dead yellow thing on your head. Thank God. Anyway. Alrighty. Any other whiskey stations?
WE2R, Charlie, no questions or comments.
Good evening, Charlie. Good to hear you. Any other whiskey stations? All right. How about November stations? Okay. Did I miss anybody? Please call in with your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or comment or none of the above. Please call K2BAR.
This is KF2ID again. You can put me down for a question.
All right, Ben, we'll add your question in the list. Very fine. All righty. Because I have a little bit of an idea what may be in store for us, I'm going to throw it to Tony first with his comments. Tony, go right ahead. K2AMI, K2BAR.
Okay, this is K2AMI. The only comments that I have to comment about is about food. And that is, this coming Sunday is the Hudson Division dinner. It's not a dinner, it's a luncheon, and it'll be at Piaggio's restaurant on Paramus Road in Paramus. And it's a dinner sponsored by the Hudson Division directors and attended by mostly presidents and vice presidents and anybody else who's willing to come to the Hudson Division dinner. Have to admit that the regular charge is $50 for the dinner, but some of that money will be going to other sources like the Spectrum Defense Fund and other ARRL needs. That $50, though, of which probably about $25 will be spent for the dinner. The other $25 will go with the donation. And then later in the month, and before November 28th, you have to mail your check for the Barrett dinner, which is also $25. Which is $25. Not also. It's $25 for the Barrett dinner. And the Barrett dinner will be the first Sunday in December, which should be December the 6th. So if you're going to come to the Barrett dinner, get a check off before the end of the month and make sure that your reservation is set aside. Details have been in the Vera Bulletin, and any more details you can ask about. Outside of that, I would like to make an additional comment. I have only received emails in the mail from various sources, but Jim Joyce at K2ZO has been showing progress. As you know, back on Monday, he had a quad bypass done on his cardiac system there. He had four bypasses done on his heart. Plus, I understand, an aorta valve. So a valve replacement and four bypasses were done on Monday, and he's been recovering ever since. There was a report yesterday that he was up and walking about 75 feet. There's a report today that from Phil Barber that he, who did go in to see him, said his color looks good, he's feeling pretty good, but he has a minor problem with fluid in the lungs. But I think that's probably related to any heart problems that you might have. And that will clear up when he gets some exercise done and some walking done. So he's showing progress, and he's expected home on Saturday if everything else continues the way it has with a good progress. And back to Ned.
Okay, very good. Well, I heard similar stories, except I didn't get the WA2LXC observation, so that's good. That's very good. Alrighty. Anybody have any additional comments about the subject of K2ZO, heart surgery, and, subsequent therapy? Thank you, Tony. That's awesome, awesome, awesome. Alright, so, let's see. I'll be away on Saturday. It's Sunday, so, well, until Sunday, so. I have an announcement of similar vein, not as positive, unfortunately. WA2 Yankee Bravo Victor, Joe Zuckerman, passed away this morning. He will be buried tomorrow, and, his son will be sitting Shiva with his family for the next several days. And, Joe is a good guy, really wise man, fine chemist, great dad and husband, and we'll miss him. He's a real good friend. Alrighty, with that in mind, I'm going to send it to Richard, KC2PYB. From
KQBAR. Okay, thank you, Gordon. My question is, it's a computer software question. I realize that Windows 7 is just come out. It has not, we really might not have a lot of experience with it, but does anybody have any experience or know if it is a vast improvement over Vista, and we're still going to have to do a whole lot of jumping through hoops to get the amateur radio software or programs that we use, like you know, logging programs and stuff, to work with Windows 7. That's my question. Back to you.
Alrighty. Well, I don't have any personal experience, but I've been reading in various amateur radio lists. Things are pretty good with it, actually. It's been behaving fairly well. It, you know, there's some modest driver issues, but nothing overwhelmingly nasty. People are telling me that it's behaving better than Vista, which is a good thing, because Vista was a mess. And that's basically what I'm hearing. Anybody else have anything they want to add to that? Because I don't have anything, a lot of detail on that point. Over.
KF2ID.
Go ahead, Ben.
Well, I don't know. I don't have no information about whether it works with amateur radio programs, but I know of people who have worked with the beta version of Windows 7, which was free over the last year or so, for quite a while, and they all say it is definitely an improvement over Vista in terms of stability, startup, and general annoyances of shutdowns, etc. And they think it's generally worth it. You'll probably have to go out and get new drivers if you have any ancillary equipment, you know, printers and stuff like that. You'll definitely have to go, almost definitely have to go back to your equipment manufacturer and get the latest driver for it. I understand it does not contain drivers for various equipment. For some of the stuff they dropped out, they want to cut down on the amount of program, amount of the software in it to increase its reliability. So, aside from that, my understanding is definitely a worse an improvement than everybody. People who know it say if you're buying a new computer, don't get the Vista, get the Windows 7. KF2ID with K2PAR.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Alrighty. Well, that's good. Anybody else have any comments? I think... Oh, let me drop it. Okay, very good. Well... bottom line is that you know, the improved stability and better performance and a really nice GUI works real well. I understand it also multitasks pretty well and isolates its problems by process or process thread better than propagating it to all the other components of the let's say an application environment. So that's very, very good. Anyway, anybody else have any comments they would like to add? I wish my son John was here because he would be very, very good. All right. Let's see. Just a bit of a news element that came up. Apparently, the shooting at Fort Hood, which is a really horrible tragedy, 12 people, including one civilian law enforcement official, passed away. The shooter apparently is not among the 12 deaths. He's apparently among the 31 injured. So apparently they took him down, but they didn't take him out. So we're going to get to talk to this guy and find out what, you know, screws are loose. So, anyway, and my guess is he'll stand trial, and
in the military system, it's not going to be pretty as to what happens. But anyway, so be it. Hopefully, pray for him and pray for the souls of the those who are passed away, and also those who are injured, and all their families and friends. Huge, huge disaster today. And kind of ironic, by the way, but Noelle and I were both were at the live shooter exercise over at Milford High School, and we you know, got to witness that a little bit, and did some good. Well, he did. He did some other things. He played the role of an irate grandfather on a scooter, which was great. But what do you call it? Another fellow from Premise and I basically spent time working on wireless routers and working on accountability software and things like that, and getting that up to snuff. So anyway, that worked out very, very well. And some good things happened. Sergeant Leventhal, who you might know from Racy's, was very, very appreciative. Alrighty. Say a prayer for peace for everybody. That's all I can say, gentlemen. Alright, let's go to Richard again. And Richard, did you have any more follow up on your Windows 7 question?
No, that was about it. I was using trying to get that information to help with the decision which way to go with what I was talking to you last night on, about the computer. And probably we'll go now with a netbook, because it doesn't seem like there's a lot of information out there at this point in time. It's not against anybody. How that Windows 7 is going to react to things like DC Lab, DX Lab, and Windows on Lubbock on the world, and things like that, where you got to jump through hoops to get it. What do you call it? Where you got to jump through hoops, to get the software to work. So, whereas you don't have to do that with XP. So I'll probably just go with a netbook. Back to you.
Yeah, I'd offer some caution about going to a netbook at this point. Unless it comes with Windows 7 and you like the way it performs with Windows 7, that's my honest, you know, opinion. I don't think Logbook of the World will be a big problem. I think most of the major ham packages have been working pretty well under Windows 7 from what I understand. Only a small number of compatibility issues. It'll be driver oriented as always, and I think that's largely addressable. So I don't think it's going to be as difficult as other experiences have been in the past. Anyway, we shall see, as they say. Alrighty. Let's see, what else? Anybody have any more comments on netbooks?
MS2K.
There's somebody who owns at least two that I know of. I'd love to hear your observations about them, performance-wise, and perhaps even with respect to Windows 7, if you know of anything. MS2K, GTBAR.
MS2K. Yeah, you might have a little better chance with Windows with 7 than Vista. But most of them are, how should I say, pretty much maxed out with XP as far as using up system resources. So I would suggest if it doesn't come with it, don't put it on. If it came with it installed, well, maybe. But most of them, there's a strong limitation on total memory, and I could well believe that 7 would like more memory than most of these devices will hold. Anyway, yeah, it's
capacity of the box is such that it runs Windows 7 pretty well. I would think that 2 gig of memory is kind of like the optimal baseline for that.
Although, you know, you can run
Vista with one, but boy, that's really painful. I run XP with 1.2, and it's enough, amazingly enough. So that's something to think about. The other thing to keep in mind is very often the chipset is a lower performing chipset. They ask that the CPU do some of the extra work in order to save on power. So when they do that, they also save on performance. They derate the processor again to save on power. And again, that causes more performance issues. So it's something to think about in any case. Let's see. I'm just trying to think. What else? Anybody else have any comments they want to add?
I had a question, KF2ID. The question is, I just wondered if anybody, I know built any of these software-defined receiver kits. I know that Jerry NO2T did, but I wonder if anybody else did KF2ID.
I think Rachel's building one right now, and K2EIR, who's not a member of our club, but he is building something. He's building an Australian kit, and I can't remember what it was, Genesis. That's pretty cool. And so he's in the process of just starting that out. He got the parts yesterday, and the kit. He got a complete kit, every part included. And, you know, it's pretty neat, actually. His is a 5-watt, 40-meter transceiver that will go basically plus or minus of 7040 or 7041 by about as much as 100 kilohertz or so, depending on what your sound card can do. So I think that's key, is to get a sound card that, you know, is of high quality when you're doing the SDR stuff. Anyway, that's pretty much what I can suggest on that topic. Anybody else want to comment on what Ben says? Mr. Red, back to you then. Let's look at this, get a beep after the idea.
Is the kit he building surface mounted or the discrete units? KF2ID with K2BR.
You know, I don't know. I'll tell you what. Well, let's go to the next question, and I'll go look up the email. And I think an email for everybody here, except for maybe Stuart and probably Charlie, although if I can look them up on QRZ, I can probably find them. But I can include some references that K2EIR had in mind for his Genesis kit. Would that be okay?
That would be fine. Thank you. KF2ID.
I'll pull around for things in a moment, so I'll just check the emails that I have. We'll go from there. Mr. Stewart, we're coming around to. Well, actually, Ben, since we're with you, did you have was that your question, or did you have another question?
This is Casey to SQP. My question is, what's the status of 1.679? Are we fixing the repeater, or yes, no, or what? Back to you.
Okay. There will be, there are two repeaters. First of all, we have the repeater in premise, which has been off the air for a while, to some accessibility problems and a maintenance problem. And then, of course, we have Franklin Lakes, which has been serving us well. The repeater is in the process of having an accessible opportunity time to get it fixed up and straightened out. The resources and personnel are being all lined up. Permission's already been granted, stuff like that. We have a permissions problem due to a misunderstanding, and that's been corrected, and everything is fine. So I think it's a beautiful thing, and you will hear that repeater back in Paramus in the not too distant future, although I can't tell you exactly when.
All right, thanks. You cleared up a lot of things I didn't know about. Thanks again. Back to you.
Okie doke, very good. All right, anybody, let's see. I think our next question would be, Ben, did you have another question, or the original question you came in with, or did you state that one already? KF2ID, K2BAR.
No, that was the only question. I just have a comment on the computers, mentioned it because it just occurred, it just happened to me today. I downloaded a program called Huxby, which is collects videos and TV programs and all kinds of other stuff on the net and presents it in a very easy to get at manner. And I loaded it up, and one of the things they said was that it requires a 32-bit display. Now, why it should require a 32-bit display, I have no idea. A 24D-bit display displays the colors beautifully and does a great job, but they require it. So I downloaded, not thinking anything, and not thinking to check my computer, and it wouldn't work. Came up with the error message, you require a 32-bit display. And I checked the display characteristics, and sure enough, the most I can get out of it is 24 bits, which is another reason why I have to buy another computer. The only way I can get this up to 32 bits, as far as I know, is to buy a new video card. And I really don't want to put any money into it, so I'd better put it on a new computer. But no reason on earth why they should require a 32-bit display. But that's the way it is. It's KF2ID with K2BAR.
Okay, Doc. All right. Two quick questions. Ben, are you? Do you have an ARL email address?
I have the ARL email address. You could use that. KF2ID at ARL.net.
Fine. And Charlie, you have one as well?
I think I do. I haven't used it in years, but you could try. I would try, but my computer shut off at the moment. I can give you my other email address if you want it.
Go ahead.
Charlie Hotel Alpha Zulu Whiskey Echo 2 Romeo. That's CHAZWE2R at AOL.
All right, let's try it again. Charlie Hotel Alpha, Charlie Whiskey Echo 2 Romeo at
AOL, but it's CHAZ. Charlie Hotel Alpha Zulu Whiskey Echo 2 Romeo.
Oh, Chaz WE2R, got it. At AOL.com. All right, very good. You think I have everybody else's. Richard, I know you have yours. I'll send... Don, you know what? I think I have yours. Yours is Don something or other, if I remember right. Don something, I can't remember now. I found it. Never mind. All right, so good. Well, that's very cool. Anything else for the Net tonight? It's been kind of quiet. Yankees won. You know, Devils won last night, for those who care. I got my Rig Blaster duo working. I am really excited about that. Well, things like that there. What can I tell you? We're all good. So any other comments, questions, or check-ins for the Net, please call K2BAR.
K2BAR, this is Stuart, KC2SQP. You need my email address. Back to you.
No, Stuart. I have Stuart Alpart, blah, blah, blah.
Thank you.
I checked that one. Very good. Any other check-ins?
KO2, okay. Bennett, no questions. Been listening a while, though.
Hey, Bennett, good evening to you. Welcome aboard. And anybody else?
This is KC2SAV. What's up, Gordon?
Wow. Talk about blasts in the past. I don't hear you from you for months, and now I hear you and see you twice in 2 days. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Let's see. Al, I don't know. I think I have you. Wait a minute. No. I have a... No, I don't have a... I don't have your email address, Al. At least I don't think I do. So... If you'd like a copy of the software to find radio stuff, just give me a hint as to what I'm going to do.
That's fine.
I need your email address. Okay, maybe Al doesn't want to give us his email address. That's okay. All right, not a problem. Mine's Whiskey2, Tango, Tango, Tango at AWRL.net. So anyone who wants to email me, go right ahead. And I'll be happy to send you this software-defined radio information. It's kind of neat. In any case, I'm hoping at either the end of the year or early next year to get one of those 5,000s in here. A colleague of mine from work is going to make sure that one floats my way, which would be very, very cool. In any case... what else did I want to mention? Speaking of heart bypass surgeries and things like that and other forms of technology, I visited with K2KJI the other day, and he is looking chipper than ever, and he's definitely on the road to recovery. God bless him. I'm really happy to see it. So all is good that way. And let's see. I think that's about all I have for tonight. Just a personal note, my son John spent yesterday and today down in Staten Island at MEPS doing all the medical and psychological and all the other pre-screening stuff you do to go into the service. And he'll be going to the Navy this summer. So he'll be an E3 after his completion of boot camp, because he's an Eagle Scout. That's a good thing. Anyway, another reference. The Tuesday after Christmas, we're looking at having a ham radio course for the technician. And if all goes well, we'll also have a general course without a test session that day, but on Monday, the Monday after Christmas. So we'll do the general course on Monday, ideally, and the technician course on Tuesday. And if all things goes well, we should have a test session on Tuesday evening, as we always do. So that'll be good as well. So I think that's all I have. Anybody else have anything new and interesting that they're doing? What are people doing on the air these days? What are they working? I do have my duo. Got that working, as I said. And it's very, very cool. I even have the FSK working on each radio. The only thing I'm going to have to do is if I want to have CW under computer control, I'm going to have a separate USB port and do, I guess it would be DTR.
Repeater, turn off. Repeater, turn off. Cancel.
If I want to use FCW, I have to use a separate USB because I decided I wanted true FSK for both radios. So I devoted the two USBs that are built into the Duo to FSK. I'll use two external USBs for CW when I get around to it. So that's the next thing. Probably use like the Radio Shack ones. You can pick those up for $10 or $15, and they're cheap enough and they're good enough to do CW. So all is good. Anyway, that's all I got. But it's really neat being able to manipulate the audio to headphones to speakers or off, and have speaker audio and PTT selection, things like that, neatly cabled and controllable from one little console. It's very, very nice. So, more to come on that in the future. So, anybody else? KTBAR.
NF2K,
go right ahead, Jim.
On the air.
Jim, you're really, really weak. Can you improve your signal? Jim, we'll come back to you in a minute. Your signal just was not making it. Is there anybody else in there? Alrighty. Alright. One more time for NS2K, KTBAR.
How about on a real radio?
How about on a real radio? That looks good.
Okay. No, I was just saying that, I don't know, but I think probably several people have seen the little GPS that I've been using, made by Garmin, Nuvi 660. It's getting a few years under its belt, and the battery was starting to get a little bit shy. So, okay, fine. $17, I can buy a new battery for it. Well, I can tell you, the battery was not designed to be replaced. Only good thing was I found some good instructions online, and they gave me enough information so I could wade my way through it. But it is not for the faint of heart. it took a pretty good balance of very gentle but strong on occasion.
You want to describe that Nuvi 660 battery replacement in a little more detail?
Okay. First off, you need a number 5 Torx screwdriver, Torx driver, to disassemble the antenna. And then you have to very gently take the cover off, the inside cover off the antenna. It doesn't go easily, but you can get it. Then there's a spring that needs to be influenced so that the hinge comes apart on the antenna, being very careful not to let the pieces fly all the way across the room, because they will. At that point, you can get to two more Torx screws that release the cover, and they give you in this kit a nice little disassembly tool, which is a plastic. It's sort of like a hook nose plastic screwdriver that's fairly wide. It's about a half inch wide, that you can get in between the front and back halves of the case. Hang on. Between the front and back halves of the case. cameras that they have all the way around holding the front and back together. So once you've got all those released, then you can take the covers apart. Down inside there are two more screws and two other little teeny weeny connectors that you have to pop apart, and then you can slide the circuit board far enough out of the way so you can get at the battery, which is glued very well using double stick tape to the inside of the back cover. Anyway, it was tricky, but we got it.
Yeah, you know, it sounds like the mechanically challenged answer to replacing the disk drive in a Toughbook, because there's a little carrier that it sits in. It's a standard drive, but it sits inside of a carrier. It's got both hard foam and soft foam. It's got a thermal stability, an active thermal stabilization unit, translation, a heater that wraps around the drive, winter, spring, summer, fall, doesn't matter. And it's interesting. Alrighty, that sounds good. Anybody have any questions for Jim about such things? Has anyone tried to do such crazy things before? Alrighty, I guess not. Okie doke. Well, in any case, if there is nothing else, I will carefully hand the net off to end. I did want to mention one other thing. There was a really nice Racy's Net last week. Bob Javits hosted it. Went very, very well. And it's a new format. And I encourage people to participate in that because, as Ron Bosco pointed out, WB2GAI showed up, mentioned at the Barra meeting on Sunday night. He doesn't care. He doesn't care if you call it Community Emergency Radio Team. You know, we're here to serve the public and do good things. Encourage people to do that. I don't know if anyone was, or how many of us, or any of us except for me, I guess, was at the 1070 meeting on Wednesday. But George did a nice presentation on Skywarn, as he always does, and it had some new elements to it that were very, very interesting. Not to mention the 5 foot high pile of accumulated hail in Emerson from June of last year. Anyway, and last call for anybody who wants to add something or comment on something or bring up something totally new. This is K2BAR.
The K2AMI with one more announcement.
Announcements, go ahead.
Okay, on November the 27th, the Friday after Thanksgiving, the Fairlawn Amateur Radio Club will have their annual auction. Remember that there, Gordon? It'll be at the Senior Center in Fairlawn. Tomorrow is the Fairlawn Amateur Radio Club monthly meeting, and I'm sure there'll be some comments, but definitely keep in mind November 27th, the Friday after Thanksgiving, for the auction. Back to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And just a reminder, they really, really, really prefer cash when you come. They don't bring a big bank, and the club doesn't have a lot of money to float. So they really, really, really want you to bring cash. So do so. And it makes the transaction that much more fun anyway. So thank you, Tony, for that reminder. Anything else from anybody else? This is K2 Bravo Alpha Romeo. Alright. Well, thank you, everybody. It will be fun. Hopefully people will enjoy this nice weekend. It's going to be glorious. We are finally out of October, and it does appear that we're going to have a sunshiny weekend. And that's a beautiful thing. So keep that in mind. So I'd like to thank everybody who checked in tonight. I'd like to thank the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for the use of their repeater. By the way, the 440 repeater is 442-900 and also uses 141.3 as a PL. And like that there. All good. All good is right. So this is K2BAR returning the repeater to normal amateur use, or whatever passes for that. And this is W2TTT. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great evening.